आहित्य वार्षित पय गृहांतरे च पादाम्बुजे तव कदा जलधारयाते प्रक्षाल्य भामिनि कचैरी हमार्जयामि। ये ना प्रातः सुधांशु मिलितं इन मॉर्निंग ओ भावमयी भाविनी ओ भावमयी इन मॉर्निंग सुधांश मिलितांग मृदा मत्र इन मॉर्निंग आई विल मेक रेडी कर्पूर कैम्फर अर्थ मिक्स्ड विथ कैम्फर here earth means very soft swell mixed with camphor which will be felt like Krishna soft hand ahritya means I will collect these things. And Bhashita Payascha Grihantaresh. Bhashita Payascha, water, very, very pure water, mixed with Karpur also. In कौन दे शीत के काल में
विंटर सीजन
इन विंटर सीजन सम हॉटिश एंड इन ग्रीष्म समर सीजन सम कूल आई विल कलेक्ट इट एंड आई विल वेट फॉर यू व्हेन यू आर अवेकिंग फ्रॉम Nidra, sleep. And when he will come, get up, I will wash your hands and feet with that pure mixed soil and water. And after this, I will take the water of your hands and feet by my hairs. I will dry, remove the water. I will dry your feet and hands. Now we are doing back explanation. In last slok, Srila Das Goswami is remembering प्रातःकालीन लीला मॉर्निंग फर्स्ट टाइम ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका एंड कृष्ण हियर ही इज रिमेंबरिंग द फर्स्ट टाइम श्रीमती राधिका हैज रिटर्न फ्रॉम सेवा कुंज आर एनी संकेत कुंज And he has slept on his dead. And Krishna has also gone to his Nanda Bhavan, and he also is sleeping. There he is seeing this Leela in Spurti. Sometimes Bisphurti, sometimes Spurti. When he is seeing this, he is remembering in his Spurti that Krishna has slept on his bed. It was too late in awakening. Sun, very reddish sun, is coming out of eastern horizon. Very, very gently and smoothly, and he is distributing his rays to earth. Yashodama was churning and watching that today Krishna is, my baby is not
awaking.
So he left this thing and he was ready to go to Krishna. At the meantime, Purnamasi came and he said that what your Lala is doing, I want to see. In the meantime, Mukhara from Srimati Radhika house, she also came and she also wanted to see Krishna. And in the meantime, Ambika, you know Ambika who is?
Krishna.
She also came to Yashoda. And these four made a group, and they went to see Krishna. It was a daily duty of Purnamasi to come to Nanda Bhavan and to give
blessings
to Krishna. And in this way, she used to see Krishna. Mukhara also. Mukhara is the dhatri of
grandmother
Yashoda. And she used to give in childhood of Yashoda Devi her breast to her. Because the grandmother of mother of Srimati Radhika, Kritika Devi, the mother of Kritika Devi, is Mukhara. And she is the Sakhi of Yashoda's mother. They were so much deeply friend. Sakhi. So she comes here also to see. Ambika used to give Krishna milk, so she also came. And four in a group went to Krishna, where Krishna was sleeping. This story is hearing Rati Manjari in the house of Srimati Radhika by a Sakhi, Madhurika. Madhurika has come from Nanda Bhavan here, where Rati Manjari, Rup Manjari, Lalita Vishakha, all are collected here to bath Srimati Radhika and to decorate and to do service of Radhika. So they are hearing all these things. Srimati Radhika is also hearing. they went and at first Yashoda took some water and gave it to Krishna, eyes and mouth, and see what wiped it by her base. Uttariya kya? Bell. And Purnima began to chant slokas of Mangalacharan and all the other things to make Krishna happy. Mukhra was also taking darshan of this thing. She was also giving blessings to Krishna. Ambika was so much pleased. Krishna came out of his bed, did pranam to all, and then she washed his hands and mouth and everything and went on with so many boys to cows, to milk and to see. Here Radhika came from where? Javar. From Seva Kunja or any Sankhya. And she was sleeping. All the Sakhis there waiting for services. In the meantime, this Sakhi, Tulsi or Rati Manjari, took water from pond and cleaned the whole house, courtyard, and all the nali, drains, and everything by very good water and
fragrant water
by gulab, rose, agaru, and all other things, and by her desh hair. Kuch means?
Bunch of hair.
Bunch of hairs. She did all clears and scented it by so many agrus and all things. And then he collected water from various Jamuna river, if nearer, or from Pavan Sarovar, or if in Vrishabhanupur, then by Bhanukhor, or Radha Kunda, Shyamkunda, or so many things, places. In golden pots, colors. And he has kept all the dress, new dress, and ornaments to decorate Srimati. She, when she was seeing, sleeping, Mukhra came. Who is Mukhra? I have told. She is the mother of Kriti Ratna. So, she is the
grandmother
of Srimati Radhika. But so much affection for Srimati Radhika, he used daily to see. She came and called Jatila. Where is my Naptri? She telling that today is Sunday and sun worship has to be done, but yet she is sleeping. She told to Mukhra, you should see how your Nephew, now what?
Granddaughter.
You have spoiled this part. My Badhu. You have not given any lesson to toast anything, that you should try to rise early in morning and still sun is about to rise and she is sleeping. I have awakened so
morning, and I have up till now have given cow dungs and given all these things, neat and clean here, and she is sleeping. Then Mukhra calling, O Radhe, O Radhe, O my Naptri, Naptri, where you are, where you are. Hearing the sound, Srimati Radhika took Angarai. Angarai, you know? Aise, aise.
Stretched and yawn.
Stretched. Stretched. And she began to answer, O grandmother, I am here. Are you are sleeping up to this time? Are you don't know that today is Ravi?
Sunday.
And you'll have to worship sun. Get up at once. And she saw towards Srimati Radhika's face. And she was astonished that from where this
yellow cloth
has come. She saw towards Lalita and Vishakha. What is this? What animal? Tell me. Oh, your this granddaughter is so and so on. But not by words. Only seeing the eyes are talking with them. At once, Vishakha was so
clever.
So?
Born.
Clever. Very buddhimati.
Intelligent.
She at once told, she sat towards Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, and gave some direction and told Mukhara, oh, old lady, she has also connection with Vishakha.
Yes.
No? She is also granddaughter of Mukhra in any concern. Her father is Paman. Vishakha's father is Paman. And Paman is son of her sister, Mukhra's sister. So they have some link. So she told her that, you are not seeing there? From where sun rays are coming? Anything, any color here, but covered by the rays of yellow sun's rays, becomes yellow. You see, the rays are coming. And she began to watch, and in the meantime, what happened? And guess?
Blue one.
See? Then he again saw that, she said, let's see, oh, it has been changed by this color. And in the meantime, she became Srimati Radhika began to smile something and also shame. And she got up from her
bed.
They are all seeing this fact. Rati Manjari is there. No? She, after telling something and giving his
blessing,
she went to Krishna, Sri Krishna. And in the meantime, Madhurika, after that, sub came. But in the meantime, Shyamala came, Shyama Sakhi. And they have a very rushed talk within them. How the night passed, where you were. She told that, I am so nervous, Srimati. I planted a seed and it has sprouted. And it became a big tree.
Keeper.
Tree. Big tree. and so much branches and leaves came out. My sakhis used to plant it daily, punctually, and the tree grew up so well with leaves and leaves, but no fruit up till now. Tree is going on increasing, and it is green, going on increasing, but no fruit. Today is my good morning. Shubh Prabhat. Good morning. Because I have seen you, I have met you. You my Pran Sakhi, you are. I think that this meeting both may bring a new Shubh Prabhat. Good morning. Again. I hope. But when it will come, the fruit will come, and then it will be good morning. The meeting will be successful if the fruit will come. Then Shyamala told, oh, I'm seeing that the fruit is so strange. But strange?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. If anyone tests daily, but he knows that I have not tested, I have not seen. So this is the case with you. You are always testing this fruit, and so many fruits comes. Your body has been painted by that fruit's rush,
juice.
But yet you are telling that I have not. So many rasalap began. I'm not going in detail. In the meantime, Kasturika came.
Madhurika
came. And she told what at the time, where Krishna is there. They are well all hearing this thing. Then Madhurika and this Shyamala went to their destinations. Now she is telling, she is saying that I have collected soil scented with
camphor
and water also scented. And I am ready to give
wash
the hands of Srimati Radhika and feet also. And she has made ready everything for bath of Srimati Radhika. So first this should be done. She was about to give water and give this soil to Srimati Radhika. But when she ready to give it in the hands of Srimati Radhika, touching the hands of Radhika, in the meantime,
first time disappeared.
And he closed his eyes and saw nothing. Nothing. And she at once began to weep. Oh, Devi Radhike, oh, Bhavini. Bhavini has a special meaning. To call Srimati Radhika as a Bhavini. Bhavini means she has bow towards Krishna. What bhav? Mahabhav. In Mahabhav, rood, adhi rood. And after that, in this time, Srimati Radhika is in Mohan Bhav. Because there is separation between them. And always thinking about Srimati Radhika. So, Srimati Radhika is Bhamini repenting for Krishna. Oh, Sakhi, why you have brought me here? I was so much pleased there to have Krishna, and forcibly you have taken me. And if I become spent, it is good for me to forget everything. But you give me water and everything, and you get up me. You bring in my senses. You don't know? Do you know that when I became in senses, I feel so much sorry, so much suffering. And when I
became
spent, then everything forgetting, and at that time so much start feeling well. So do you want not to see me in
happy mood?
Why you awake me and weeping? No? Lamenting so much. At that time in separation. So this dasi is like the same, now thinking, my master, my Swamini is in that mood here. But yet, Lalita, Vishakha, all other are trying to please Srimati Radhika to forget, make him forget everything and to take bath and all others. So she is now in Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. Now she is in sense. She is rolling on the bank of Radhakund, weeping, lamenting, and telling, oh Srimati Radhika, be pleased to me. So we have read that in Swapna.
In dream,
if not in direct service. In dream, may I have your blessings that I would serve Srimati Radhika. So now she is remembering that in Sphurti I have seen Radhika serving. No? So with clay mixed with
camphor
and water mixed with camphor. So if not direct, even in Swapna or in Sphurti, may I serve you? Oh Bhamini, you are full of Krishna Bhavana. Especially at that time in morning, Vichheda, Virahatmika, Vipralambha, that is
separation
mode. I should serve you. I want to serve you. Padambuja. Why Padambuja dvay? Why not face or anything? Because for sadhak, a sadhak at the time of sadhan is so much trinadapi sunich, humble. And he wants to be dust of foot of his Swamini. Not of feet or anything. Because feet has something speciality. Because this body is dependent on this feet. That is why its name is Charana. Charana means, what is the meaning of Charana? Charana means Chalana or Chalana. Jo is sare sharir ko chalata hai aur khud chalta hai. Understanding? It makes go having the weight of whole body to carry to other places, going, and himself going.
Yeah.
Both. So it is called Charan. And here is Charan Padma, Pada Ambuja. So if you want to serve anyone, if feet is the mold root of this whole body, is feet. If feet is worship, then everything is worship. And also it indicates that I am like a particle of dust of your lotus feet. In service, this mood should come. And that is why in Srimad Bhagavat or any Shastra, in Goswami Shastra, we see so much speciality of this feet. Brahma is our guru, you know, Brahma. And he is also a bhakt of Krishna, Dasya. He is also praying to Krishna. In his first prayer, kya hai wo? Nomidhyate abrapapushe taritambaraya gunjavatansa paripuchhal lasan mukhaya vannasaje kavala betra besanu venu lakshma siye midupade pasupangajaya. Mridupade pasupangajaya. He begins from feet. This is the indication of any dasya bhav, seva bhav. No? So pasupangajaya, what thing? Mridupade, pasupangajaya. By this earth has so much fate,
fortune,
to have these lotus feet of Krishna on his head, on his breast. And so she becomes so happy. See, Prithvi. In this sloka also. And also after that, Tadbhuri Bhagamiha, Janma Kimap Atabhyam Jaj Gokulepi, Katamangri Rajovishekam, Jajivitang Tu Nikhilang Mad Bhagavan Mukundas, Tadyapi Padaraja Suti Megam. Two times he has written here. I want to be any gulma, any lata, any creeper, anything up Braja or in Gokul or anywhere in Braja. To have the few dust of any Brajavasi. Whether they may be cows, gopis, gopi, anyone. Because Ved, mantras, Shruti, Shruti are searching the feet dust of Krishna, but not yet
achieving it.
Here also, he is telling. Nanda Baba, he of Vatsalya, you know. He had heard of Sakya. Vatsya always served Krishna lotus feet. Vatsis, all the Sakhis worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and serve. Vatsya also, when Krishna become some distance, they ran away and take the lotus feet of Krishna in their laps and began to serve. Also Krishna served the lotus feet of his friends. Also in Vatsalya Ras, Srimati Yashoda always giving oil to the lotus feet of Krishna. No? Not by any servant, maid servant, herself. And makes reddish this lotus feet. Sometimes keep it in on her shoulders. In his laps, this lotus feet. What to tell Nanda Baba? Nanda Baba
When Uddhav has gone there and he is returning to Mathura, Nanda Baba also says, Manaso Vrittaya, Vrittayo Nasyupa Dambujashaya. That you are telling that Krishna is God, Himself God, then our mind should be. But in the lotus feet of Krishna, it should go. Always remember this Lord. Why he is telling? He is telling, Padambu, I am taking the shelter of Krishna lotus feet here, if you are telling. But why he is telling? This is Mahanurag Avartha. Mahanurag Avartha, you know? Mahanurag, that is Mahabhav or anything. Anurag. Avartha means?
Kavarni.
Kavarni. Avartha means?
What is
roaring.
Yes, when water is rolling in the sea and the
river, the Brahma. Avarti, you know, Brahma? What is? When in Jamuna water, you see that roaming?
Whirlpools,
like whirlpools. When Anurag becomes like so, in separation, at that time, Sanchari Bhav comes like Dainya. Then is there Sanchari Bhav, not a Sthai Bhav or anything. So then Sanchari Bhav comes and goes at once. What is the meaning of Sanchari Bhav? Who goes to? Goes
like
to
a wave in the ocean of Sthai Bhav, which rises and falls down again.
This is Sanchari. So here, then comes for a moment, and then Nanda Baba is telling in Maha Anurag, that if Krishna is
God,
Himself God, then our chitta vritti should come to, should mane lag jaye unme. But
our consciousness should be attached to the lotus feet of Krishna.
So he is also telling like so. Now we are going to Uddhava Maharaj. He is telling about feet. Asamaho charanareni jusamaham syam brindavane kimapigulmalatau sadhinam dustajang swajana arja patanchahitva bheje mukunda padaming sudhibhimi vigyam. Here Mukunda Padmi, he is searching. Who is searching?
Vedacharya.
Shrutis. Shrutis are sudhibhimi. Shrutis are strilling. Women. They are searching. They are like gopis, but not God like gopis. Gopis are serving the lotus feet of Krishna in their laps directly, and they are searching and is searching, and they will search. And here, so I want to take a dust of lotus feet of any gopis, not any, but especially the mool gopis. And for this, I want to become in Vrindavan a grass, so that in night they will go to Krishna, Abhisar, and at that time, a lotus dust, dust of lotus feet will come to our head. And then I will be so sarthak. Achha. Not only this. Javai Sriyarchit Ajadibhi Apta Kamai Yogaswairapi Sadatman Nirasya Gostam Krishna Satad Bhagavat Charanaravindam Krishna Satad Bhagavat Charanaravindam. Brahma, Shankar and all are searching, and she, all the Lakshmis are serving and giving, doing archan of that Padaravinda of Narayan. And Narayan is a prakash of Krishna, of Dwaraka. And that Dwaraka Krishna is prakash of
Vrajendananda.
So here,
Shia are worshipping and serving the Krishna Satad Bhagavat Charana Arvindam. Nastang Taneshu Parirabhyatapam. Gopis having directly the lotus feet of Krishna in their laps, in their breast, and serving, and they gave up all their taps, virahata. So here also, Uddhava is telling about this. Also, he was not satisfied by telling this. He also prayed, Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam Padarenum. Padarenum means?
Dust of the lotus.
Only one dust of Srimati Radhika, by which his all kinds of ambition will be fulfilled. All kinds of desires will be fulfilled. And his life will be successful. So, we see at last in Brahmastha one sloka also. Here, there are so much used padam. Samasitaje padapallavam plavam mahatapadam punya jasas murare bhavambudhir jat vatsa padam param padam 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 jad vipadam. So much pad at a time. Brahma has collected it because he is our guru. So, here Raghunath Das Goswami
shooting the gopis with his arrows, five arrows.
Yeah.
And he is servant of that Krishna. Servant of servant.
I read one thing in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Achha.
I want to understand. It said that all Brajavasis have affection for Krishna, except one.
Except one.
Govardhan Mala. This is what the statement said.
Huh?
Except, it said all Brajavasis have affection for Krishna.
Hmm.
Except Govardhan Mala.
Govardhan Mala.
Yes.
What is the meaning?
It said husband.
Huh?
Husband.
Govardhan Mala.
Chandravali's husband.
He has no...
Only him. It says because he was not born in Braja. You heard this before? I read it yesterday. It said he is cowherd man, but he is working for Kamsa.
And Govardhan Mal has affection for Krishna?
Does not have affection. Right? This is what I read. It said he was not born in Braja.
Oh, Govardhan. And what about Abhimanyu?
This is why I'm asking you, because this was the statement that I would...
He has some affection for Krishna. Because Yashoda Mai used to give a lot of ornaments and so much things and cows to him. So that he may not check Srimati Radhika coming. So anyhow he has something. And Jatila Kutila has affection for Krishna. They have affection for Krishna. But they did not want that this Badhu should have any connection with Krishna. They have no opposite bhav. Understand?
Yeah. I will bring the statement one time from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And it said that the statement was that he came to Braja. He was not born in Braja.
It may be.
It may be.